Hi guys, this is the Gist with Naya podcast, and I don't even know, but this is not like the best time ever right now, and I don't even know how to feel, and I don't even know how people out there are feeling. Like, we can all try to be strong, and we can all try to, you know, try to act like everything is fine, but the truth is that not everything is fine. And I just hope that you guys are safe out there. I hope that, like, my Nigerian brothers and sisters are safe out there. Please just try as much as possible to just be safe. Just watch how you move and everything that you're doing. I don't know how the people that are supposed to protect are the ones killing people in cold blood. There is no particular topic for this particular episode. This is just me pouring out my mind. And I believe this podcast is one of those things, one of the platforms where, aside giving out info, trying to be all fun and cool and stuff, is also a place where, like, I can pour out my mind and see what's hurting me on the inside. And I feel so bad. Like, I feel so bad. I don't even know what to think. How you can murder people that you are called to serve, how you can murder them in cold blood, and then all of a sudden you're saying it's fake news, you're saying people did not die, you're saying that they were just injured. Like, I don't understand how any reasonable person can see everything that is on social media and still say that nobody died. Some of us watched live videos where they were running for their life and people were falling by their side, dead. And somebody can come out and say that people did not die. They were just injured. The Nigerian army can say that it is fake news. Fake news. That people died. That some of them even carted away with the cops of the people they killed just because they want to hide evidence. How can you turn off the lights, take off the CCTV cameras, if you did not have a plan? And then you wake up the next morning and say that it's fake news. Where is the president? Where is Buhari? Where is Tinubu? Where are they? Where are they? And all of a sudden you say people should not get violent. People should not. I never believed that people could come out in Nigeria and protest for a week or more peacefully. All for one cause. What is that cause? Just a right to live. Just a right to live. And then the next thing, you start infiltrating the movement with hoodlums, with political thugs. People died by the hands of those other people. And then the next thing you do is to kill people. There was a curfew. Fine. There was a curfew that was meant to start like 4 p.m. And then it was later moved to 9 p.m. And you came before 9 p.m. and you shot at these people. They were not moving. They were just in a particular place. And you shot at them. Carried your armored tanks. It's not like you're in Sambisa. It's not like you're at the war front. You release bullets on innocent people. And you expect people not to revolt. You expect people to just sit quietly. How is that fair? How is that fair? How is it fair that people cannot even speak up and say, oh, give us good light, give us good roads. Can you just please speak to your men, just an order to leave the roads, to end this unit, just for us to leave, just for us to leave, just for us to leave. I don't think anybody has ever prayed and begged God this much to leave. I don't know if anybody has ever prayed that much to beg God to let them leave. And then we beg the government, let us leave. And instead of let us leave, they take lives. They kill us. It cannot be forgotten. It will never be forgotten. It will never, ever be forgotten. Now, everything is dawning on us or on me about the whole Biafra war. It was never a war. It was never a war. And I'm sure there's a lot more. The Shahid's killing. It was never a war. It was never a war. What do you stand to gain? How much money do you want? How much more money do you want? Some of these people die, and this money does not go anywhere. Even their family members don't have access to that money. So what more do you want? What do you want that you don't have? What do you want that you don't have, that you cannot let people leave? And you call this a democracy? You call it, I don't even know. I don't even know how to feel. I don't know. I don't know how to feel. And I can just imagine how some other people feel. Even in our homes, we're not safe. You're saying leave the streets, and then bullets are still flying into people's houses. Where exactly is safe? Where is safe? Where is safe? If we're in our homes and people can still attack, where is safe? Where is safe? You announce a curfew you did not even tell anybody about. You don't even care if people are living well in their homes. All of a sudden, you just declare a curfew. And then you wake up in the morning and say that nobody died. Are we not seeing these things? Are we fools? You wake up in the morning and you say nobody died. I don't even know. But all I want, because there's nobody that seems to be able to save us right now. And it's just funny. I don't even know if God ever saw this coming. Like, if God, in fact, I don't know. I don't even want to think for God. Because I just feel like the rate at which everybody right now is calling on God, is just, I just hope that the help is just very close. Because this injustice will not go unpunished. It will not go unpunished. It will not go unpunished. And we have started this thing, and it's not going to end in shame. It's not going to end in shame. It's not going to end in shame. So please, guys, if you're listening from outside of Nigeria, please just use your platforms wisely. Support us. This is not just supporting us by just... See, it has even passed the level of retweeting, using hashtags. This is time to take action. I don't know how it works, but this is time to take action. This is time to spread more awareness, because this government is trying to cover every evidence, trying to cover everything and make it look like the people are the ones that are the problems, and they are trying to save us from ourselves. And we Nigerians, I think it's just high time we stop amplifying our strategies and our plans and just do what we want to do. And just take these people by surprise, because I don't even know how to... God. Thank you. Just thank you so much, guys, for listening to this one. Just please, let's just be safe. Just be safe. Just be your brother's keeper. If you're outside of Nigeria, you're listening to this podcast, please just take action. Just do something, because this is going out of hand. And I'm not going to lose my faith. I'm not going to lose my hope in God, because I know that God will definitely answer. I know. It is well. Thank you so much, guys.